Just after 3:30 on a Friday afternoon, Kimbo on the Rooch with you. All thanks to our good friends at Balfours. No matter your club's colours, Balfours are for the game. Well, Adelaide take on Richmond tomorrow at the Adelaide Oval. Game gets underway at 4:05. They were damn good for a half last week, Rooch. They led by 31 points. It was a 47-point turnaround, going down by 16 points. Why is the question?
And how do you handle that?
Well, let's find out from their senior assistant coach, Scotty Burns, who joins us now. Scott, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Hey, we've all analysed and had a look at what happened in the game. Are there things that you would have done differently now with the advantage of hindsight in the second half?
Well, I think just every time you review a game, you do things differently at the end of it if you knew the result and what was going to transpire. But, yeah, look, we were quite pleased with that first half. There was a little bit in that second quarter, though. We kicked a couple of quick goals back-to-back, which probably didn't give a true indication of the Giants starting to regain a little bit of control. Then, unfortunately, that was probably about that 10 minutes in the third quarter, which got them right back into the game where they kicked four goals quite quickly that we tried to slow it down for a little bit, but we couldn't just thwart them off and just allow them those 2-3. So they got a few more than we wanted to at that point in time, and then it just became, really, it was a heavyweight bout. It was like round 15 where both teams were down on their feet and just trying to get themselves moving, and we couldn't quite do that in the end.
Yeah, they've got some great talent, and they're chock-a-block with high-end draft picks and some experienced players as well. When you're sitting there in the coach's box and all of a sudden the momentum is with them, they get one clearance, two, three, four, do you look back now and say, maybe we should have changed up the mix a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the new rule, the 6-6-6 and the centre bounce makes it difficult at times to be able to do that, but and that was probably where they got the ascendancy. Look, unfortunately, it's like you said, the experience when you have, you know, Kelly, Warden, Caniglio and those sorts of players in there, they've got a little bit more power over, you know, 10 to 12 pre-seasons than probably some of our boys. And I think if you come away from that game and you looked at our individuals, certainly Rashid Soligo, as an Adelaide supporter, you'd think, geez, there's some really promising signs there. But unfortunately, when those boys turned it on, we couldn't quite get it done.
Scott, I'm fascinated how, as coaches, you work this week, because 31 points up tells you've got a lot to work with. Then to lose it tells you've got a lot to work on. Then you've gone through a game that's so physically demanding in those conditions. And the fitness coaches will say, hang on, there's a way we've got to approach this week to be ready against Richmond. So how do you balance this all up to get ready for the game against the Tigers?
Yeah, it's good points, Rich. But I think any time you play that round one game, generally that next week after that is a little bit low-key anyway with how much work you can get into them. Like we've had all, obviously, pre-Christmas and pre-season, and there was nothing glaringly obvious to us, you know, where you can scratch your head and that goal was different than that goal, which was different than that goal. There was probably a couple of major points that we got out of it that were quite obvious to the coaches, and then we obviously passed that info on to the players so they can really see visually from meetings about what happened and how that transpired and how we can get better in the future to stop those little run-ons. But yeah, we've had obviously, you talk about this game specifically, but it was a good 10 quarters up to that point in time that we had so far. We're confident that our best football is quite solid. Yeah, it was just unfortunate on the weekend that we couldn't quite get that job done because they, you know, the work they put in the pre-season and the position they got themselves in, the boys certainly deserved the win, but it was harsh conditions up there. You talk about 35 degrees and the humidity up in Sydney, but they'd absolutely smashed that ground with water too. So the captains were on the day before you tread on it, you can actually hear the water underneath your feet. So the players were getting a double whammy at times and from above, the heat and the humidity from above and the humidity from underneath. But I thought it was super impressive with the way the Giants handled it, to tell you the truth, because they had some niggles and some injuries, and it was certainly a brave effort by them.
Scotty, if you were playing there, you'd be suspended for half of your career. Has the club got their head around what you can and you can't do now?
He took a few hits too.
No, I know. He played hard,
that's,
though.
That's unfair. Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, at the moment? How much clarity do you boys have on the situation right now after this week?
Well, we've spoken about it in depth, and I think it's a blanket rule now. They can make it anything they want.
They've made the net very, very large now. And once you have, as we heard from that appeals board last night, Scott, where they talk about the potential to cause injury, that's an open, long piece of string. I mean, you can put
any
that
action
on any incident in footy, the potential to cause injury.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think when I look at it and see what they've done, obviously, this last 7 days or so, it just, to me, the obvious one, the clarity that we all need is, don't shirt front. You can't shoulder charge. You've got the shoulder charge in the rugby, obviously. It's obviously frowned upon. I think you still need to have the bump in the game, because if, Kim, if you're running in from 50 metres in a grand final and I'm your teammate and Rooch is chasing you, I've got to get over there and apply that bump to give you that free one to have that shot on goal. It's, we need to create space for our teammates at times, but I think the simplicity for me is if you're going to, what it looks like anyway, if you're going to go straight up the middle, then that's the one that they're looking now that's quite frowned upon, and certainly if you don't get them side on. So I just think we probably need a little bit more clarity from headquarters and a little bit more leadership to let everyone know what you can do and what you can't do.
All righty, let's get into
tomorrow's game. Just before we go away from that, so we're taking from Matthew Nick's press conference today that the advice to Shane McAdam and everyone else is that moment again, you tackle, don't bump.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I mean, in that situation, I guess with what I just said, with when you come in front on, definitely. But you still need to be able to bump and shepherd from side on at times to give your teammate some time and space who may be on the ball or about to pick up the ball. So that's still there. Mm. At the moment, it's a little bit, that may cause injury. Yep. Or we all know if it's to the head, that's the no-go. We have no doubt about that whatsoever. But I just think the simplicity for us, everyone, is you can't shoulder charge. You can't go front on like we used to, the old shirt front. It has to be at least side on. And then yet, even when you go side on, if you do get anything above the shoulders, then you could be in trouble there as well.
Yep, and even if they hit the ground and knock themselves out, it's a weird world now, or different world, I'll say. Jordan Butts omitted. Take us through that.
Yeah, Butts has been okay without shooting the lights out. He's had a few little interruptions throughout the pre-season. But we're really confident with long-term with Buttsy that he's going to be a very important player and a very important cog in this team. We just need him to go back and really get back to the level he was probably playing at 12 months ago. There's nothing to anything sinister in it at all. That's simply it. And we have done in the past. We have gone more mobile at times behind the ball. So we'll certainly have a look at that tomorrow. And we've got about five blokes, I think about 192 and above anyway, or 191 and above anyway. So there's enough height there. But there's some pretty good tall players down there for Richmond as well. So we, like any defensive group, you certainly still need pressure from forwards and mids to give you that little bit of chop out. And when it comes down into in our D50 area, we certainly need defenders to be supporting one another as well.
And Lockie Scholl into the side, what are you looking for there?
Yeah, look, we need some fresh legs, after we spoke about last week anyway. It's great to get some fresh legs into the team. But look, he's been in fantastic form throughout the pre-season. And when he's gone and played all the trial games, practice games that he has played, he's been in our top two or three players for the SANFL team. So he thoroughly deserves the opportunity. And we know that in the past couple of years, he certainly started the seasons quite strongly with his run and his ability. He's proved he's actually put a few kilos on his shoulders.
I was going to say, well, he has.
So, yeah, he has. And he's doing a lot of things right. He's just one of those players that will absolutely bust his clacker to do everything right on and off the field, and he's got the opportunity based on his professionalism but also his performance in the game so far this year.
It's got a big moment from 4:05 at Adelaide Oval tomorrow. Isaac Rankin plays his 50th AFL match, the first time Crows fans see him in the jumper that he loved as a kid. What are the fans going to love about Isaac Rankin? Is he going to be a forward or is he going to be a midfielder?
He's obviously a classy forward. He's certainly got the ability to go midfield. He's a terrific runner. So he's got a strong endurance base. I think like the other two boys I mentioned earlier, Rich, when you look at Rochelle, Saligo and Rankin, they've all got the ability to play on ball and go forward. So there's still times. I just look at that Hawthorn model a little bit when you had Bruce and Rioli and those sorts of players that at times Bruce and Rioli needed to get in the middle to change things up for themselves. And as we all know, you'd never class Bruce and Rioli as midfielders, but they were certainly they'd certainly add a different dimension to a midfield mix. But yeah, Rankin's a very, very classy forward. And now and again, when we need to put him on ball, we will, and hopefully he can use his legs and his agility to break some lines for us and give us some quality exits.
Well, talking forward, you're a number one ranked team for scoring from your inside 50s, but the third worst in accuracy. Was that an aberration?
Yeah, okay, I thought it might have been number one for the accuracy. that was disappointing. When you, like I said, you talk about everything, round one, conditions, first game, all those sorts of things. You really want to put pressure on the scoreboard. You want to do it in any game. But, it was just unfortunate last week that we couldn't quite get that done. But there was a a bee's toenail in a few of them, wasn't there, in terms of this few that just scraped the post or just got touched as well. So, the boys weren't too far off the mark, but hopefully if we get the opportunities this week, we can certainly capitalise on that.
Scott, we spoke to Ivan Maric, assistant coach at Richmond last night, and he certainly knows the record favours Adelaide in recent times, and Adelaide has certainly given Richmond some trouble, even at their best, while they were premiership side. So what is it? What is it about Adelaide that knows how to play Richmond?
Look, I'm not too sure, to tell you the truth, Rich. We obviously had a pretty solid game here last year against them.
Yep, beat them.
We were playing a decent month of footy around that time. I think that also coincided maybe with that Doggies one at Ballarat that we got the 4 points as well. I think the other times we've played them, we've been around the mark the previous few years, but they've obviously been a bit too classy for us in the end. And yeah, look, this is it's going to be an absolutely tough game tomorrow night. You look at the quality of that team, especially their midfield. They've still got their classy big forwards and their classy small forwards in Martin and Bolton. You don't get too many better smaller forwards than that in the competition at the moment. And it's a very, very dour defence. But I think we love the contest. I think Richmond love the contest as well. That, maybe that's what's held us in good stead in the past. But it's one of those ones where you just got to make sure that, especially in the first 15, 20 minutes of the game tomorrow night, that we're up and about and ready to play, because they'll be coming out super aggressively, so we at least, as a minimum, have to match that.
Big Ivan, don't call me Ivan, also said or suggested or indicated that they would look at the model that GWS looked at with Rory Laird. We spoke to Lairdy during the week. He said he needs to get on his bike a little bit more around stoppages.
Yeah. Look, I didn't think that there was a specific matchup really with Lairdy. There was plenty of times where he was in time and space, and we didn't quite get the ball to him. But look, it's I guess when you look at the midfield mix, it's a mixture of all of them. If it's not just about Lairdy, is it? It's about the rucks maybe putting into a position where we give Lairdy an advantage, or even nullify the opposition ruckman so they're not getting advantage themselves. And you've still got two or three other mids around you and a few wingers in pretty tight as well. So it's not just about one specific player. And I guess when you do look at our midfield mix at the moment, if from experience anyway, with Lairdy, he's obviously played quite a lot of football now, and certainly winning Best and Fairest and being in the top 40 in the All-Australian in the last few years. He's a very, very good player. And around him is what, Rochelle Sligo, second year, Berry, third year, Schoenberg, fourth or fifth year. So there is a little bit of inexperience, and that's why it's so important to have Sloaney helping out at times, just mainly in that wing role, but certainly supporting Lairdy when he can.
Scott, we've asked you a million questions about the rebuild of the Adelaide football team. How's the rebuild going in your own home?
No, where's this question going?
Well, how are you coping with the renovations at home?
I haven't got any renovations yet.
I thought you were rebuilding at home.
No, there's some that are due to come in at some stage. I thought someone's teed you up here.
Someone tells me you've got a big project going on at home.
Not just yet, no. Okay. We're just going through a few little things at the moment.
Somebody ring 000 and arrest this stalker. We'll attend to that. Hey, we really appreciate your time, Scott. It's going to be a cracking game. We hope we get around 45,000 there. Conditions will be good. And Adelaide, well, you'd like a win. We appreciate your time.
No, thanks, boys. Thank you.
Scotty Burns, always
who responds
a good chat.
Best? Richmond or Adelaide?
Tough one. I think it'll be a tough game no matter what happens. Not sure who I'm tipping. I'm probably leaning to Richmond, Rooch. But you're right about Adelaide's record. They won five of the last six at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
So
they know to play them.
Well, they may be scarred, the Tigers, from that infamous time when Trent Cotchin kicked into the breeze, was it, against Port in the final? Oh,
that's a long, long time ago.
Well, they've been a bit average at Adelaide Oval since then,
true.
Rich. One thing he did mention about the starts, and the Tigers are notorious for getting off to a fast start. They led for 65% of their games last year, so Adelaide needs a good start. You cannot give them a head start. Hey, we're live and interactive. You can have your say. 0427 154 166. Appreciate all the texts coming through. We'll get to those shortly. We are live from Studio Lumo SA.